Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Kuf Aleph. Our Gemara continues its focus on halachos related to Kiddush, and much of today's daf drives at a requirement known in halacha as Kiddush b'makom se'uda. The Kiddush that is made, that we make on Shabbos or Yom Tov, has to take place in the context of a se'uda. It has to have a meal attached to it. The context of the discussion was machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about the status of Kiddush that is made in shul, Kiddush that's made publicly in shul on a Friday night. Rav says the people who are there have fulfilled their obligation to hear Kiddush, to bring in Kiddush Mekadesh Shabbos through the coast that we bring, but need to make a new brach al gafen at home, while Shmuel says even the Kiddush that is made in shul, Mekadesh Shabbos, is no good. For Rav, he would still have to make a full Kiddush at home because his family needs to hear Kiddush, while for Shmuel, Kiddush in shul is for the sleeping guests in the shul. So Shmuel's rationale is in Kiddush al makom se'uda. The Gemara goes on to list other chachamim who held the same way. The Rashi from here quotes the source for this halacha. Dichsiv brings a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg. We can call Shabbos the day of oneg. And the drasha goes as follows: b'makom shata kari l'Shabbos, on the place where you call Shabbos, where you declare Shabbos. Kolomar kriya b'kiddush. The declaration that we make in Kiddush, the declaration of what Shabbos represents in Kiddush, Sham Tehe Oneg, that's where you're going to have Oneg. So Kiddush has to be connected to Oneg. In the words of Panini Halacha, Rosh Melamed, he says, HaKriya HaKadosha, the calling, the declaration, the holy declaration, the Hit Angut, and the physical enjoyment of Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos, B'su'uda, Mashlimim Zedzeh, they complement one another. Alternatively, says the Rashbam, it's a Svara, it's a logical explanation of why this is required. The Kiddush has to take place in the context of a meal. Kiddush is said over wine, so in all likelihood, it was not wine standalone, but in a meal context. And this is a tricky area of halacha in light of Kiddush that happens in shul, in the morning before the second Suda of the Shabbos day. The two principles are that a Suda is defined minimally as a kezias of mezonos or bread in the Kiddush location, or when in a bind, one can rely on drinking a revius of yain because wine also satiates. Rav Shapsa Yogel writes in a tshuva to a member of Hatzalah, for example, who had to take a call. He made Kiddush, and then he had a Hatzalah call that he had to go out, leave his family on Friday night, go and take care of an emergency call, comes back after 30 minutes. So he says, in that case, this would be an option for this person to make a drink of revius of wine. That would be enough. And then 30 minutes later, when he comes home, he can continue his meal. He can wash, he can make a motzi and continue his meal without having to make Kiddush again. The Rama in Siman Reishai and Gimel Gimel gives a limit of 72 minutes as the maximum, which would require a person to make Kiddush again. But we see that we have such a principle. The problem is that a shul Kiddush, where one is not necessarily drinking or having access to a revius of wine or a kezias mezonos, now that is not a fulfillment of Kiddush. Not only not a fulfillment of Kiddush, but it's a violation of the rabbinic rule of not eating before Kiddush. So what's considered makom? What's considered location? For this, there are three opinions in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rosh, say in the same room, even if you're not standing in the same spot. Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, he says, even if you're seeing the makom suda, even if you're seeing the place you're going to eat from another room or house, you're making Kiddush in one place, but you can see the place you're going to eat, that's also okay. And the third opinion is from Rav Nissen Gaon, that having kavana during Kiddush to move to another room in the same building is also okay. Best to accomplish at least two out of three of these. For example, making Kiddush in the main shul, in the sanctuary of the shul, but you're having in mind, you're going to go to Kiddush that happens in a hall outside of the sanctuary. Two other cases, which Rav Yogel discussed in his Halacha Yomi WhatsApp. Number one, he says, when a person has fish at a Kiddush and only uses a cracker, the only reason why they're using the cracker is to absorb the salty taste in their mouth. So if you go paskins, you don't make a mezonos because the crackers in this case are secondary to the herring. They're tefil to the herring. But now there's no fulfillment of Kiddush makom suda because the crackers are not eaten for their own consumption and you can't eat the herring either as a result. So therefore, in this situation, one should have true kavana to eat the crackers as well as the mezonos to ensure there will be Kiddush makom suda. If it's more elaborate Kiddush than just crackers and herring, one could find other foods for mezonos and the crackers could go back to their secondary purpose. The other case was a woman who wanted to have a cup of coffee after candlelighting on Friday night to relax after Shabbos preparations. So for Ashkenazim, lighting candles brings in Shabbos. For some Sephardim, they hold that Shkia was the cutoff, so it's a little bit later, even after lighting the candles. But in that case, they have to make an explicit condition once a year that they're after candlelighting, that they're not accepting Shabbos with the candlelighting. For Ashkenazim, they should not generally make this condition. Therefore, women should light candles, make Shabbos Kiddush on grape juice, let's say, drink a malo lugma, it's like 45 milliliters, have coffee, enjoy. However, since we have a requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda, they should have a piece of cake to go along with it. Then they make Kiddush. They can hear Kiddush again when the husband comes home. Nothing better than coffee and cake to bring in Shabbos.